Om Shanti.
So today's our topic is the Lucifer effect. In Hindi, we can say, actually in Hindi also we have to say only Lucifer effect, because that's the theory, and the name is given by some scientist. So in Hindi we can say that अच्छे लोग भी बुरा काम क्यों करने लगते हैं, क्या उनके जीवन में ऐसा होता है कि जो अच्छाई को छोड़कर वो बुराई की तरफ आकर्षित होते हैं, बुरा काम करने लगते हैं. So that effect is called the Lucifer effect. So the Lucifer effect prescribed about the nature of human nature. But what happens to a normal or a good person or an average person, that why he turns to evil? Why he starts to move or change its direction from good to bad? So that effect is called the Lucifer effect. So as we heard that there was an angel. In Christians or in the mythological story, they mentioned that there was an angel, and he was very near to God and he was very loving. But as he start to do bad things, not start to do bad things, but as he start to challenge the God's authority, then he was cast into hell. And one more, in Christians only they say that he was very good, and then he become from angel to he become evil. So then why they send him to on the earth to the hell? So that's the Lucifer effect. So in USA, in California, there was a scientist. His name is Philip Zimbardo. So he's a social psychologist, and he did a research on that what happens to a normal person or a good person, that he turns to bad, why he goes on that direction. So for that, he did a research in that, and in 1971, that research is called as the Stanford Prison Experiment, SPE, Stanford Prison Experiment. And in that research, what he did, he's a professor, a scientist also, in that university, Stanford University. So what he did, he has collected a few students from his university only. And in few students, few students, he says that they have to act like as a guard. They have to work as a guard. And to other students, he says that they have to act like they are the prisoners. And he kept all of them in that university only for a time being. And then he thought that I will do that research like maybe 2 weeks or 4 weeks or for a month. And they are not allowed to go outside. They have to stay there only. And this, as I shared, that few of them as work as a guard, they are the guard, and few of them, the rest of them have to work like they are the prisoners. So what he really see in that they are just acting like they are a guard and they are the prisoners. They are not really the prisoners or the guard, but they are just acting like that. So that things also affect very badly on their mind, and the condition has reached to very worst situation, that he has to do that experiment for 1 month, but he have to stop that experiment in middle of this time only, just in like 15 days or 20 days time only, because condition was gradually increasing and is reaching up to very worst stage. So why he did that? Because he really wants to know that what happens. Because in Christians, they say that our sanskars, everyone is inherently sinful, and our sanskar will not change until the Christ comes, and until the Christ comes again. So that he want to do the research on that what really happens, and that's why he did that research, that how much the situation, the outer circumstance affect on our sanskar and why we get change. So he did that research on that. So that research is called that the Lucifer effect. He has given the name that Lucifer was an angel, and then he turned to bad. He became an evil. So that's why and he wrote a book on that. In 2007, that book was published, and in 2008 he got that award. That book has got the award, that William James Award in 2008. And since that time, the research has become very known research. Everyone knows about that research. So now we will see that what are the Lucifer effects in our Brahmin life. Okay. So as I told that why people turn into bad, why they move into bad from good, that's like we see a good effort maker also, a good BK person, and then suddenly something happened to in his life, and then they leave the gyan, or they left gyan, and they move away. So why that's happened? So in that book also he mentioned about the 7 steps why this happens. But first we will see the 3 main steps of that. So 3 main steps that is happened because of the first is the system. There is some problem in the system. That's why the people get moved into the bad side. If some system is fully corrupted, or there is a crook in the system, or some problem in the system, so that's why people move into the bad side. And another one is the situation. If something, any circumstance, any situation comes in someone's life, so because of that also the people turn into bad. They turn into bad side. And third one is the power. If someone is misusing their powers, if someone has that dominating nature or the bossy nature, and just like we in history also we read so many books that how the king has used his power, and then the people turn into bad and they start to oppose them. So third one is the power. So system, situation and the power. The 3 things are there which affect on any human being's life, and because of that they turn into bad. So now we will see that all that those 7 points. So the slippery of evil. These 7 points are, we can call that the slippery of evil. Evil side. So the first point is that whatever he's mentioned in that book, and that's very logical also. That's very practical also. The first point is that start with the M, and M is mindlessly taking decision or mindlessly taking first step. Sometimes the situation come in our life that we won't think much on that. We think that the situation is very small and we are not giving much importance to that situation. And in that situation, what we do, we just take the small step, or we are not caring much about that situation, so we are not giving full attention what decision we are going to take on that situation. And sometimes it happens that the situation get worse because of our that small decision. So in that time, we have to give full attention on any situation of our life. So we have to use our mind there. So the first step is called mindless action, or the mindless reaction on the first step. Second one is that he said that dehumanization of others. Dehumanization means amanviya. Many times people do some dehumanized work, just like we see in the wars also. If they caught some soldier of other country, how they behave with them. They are also human being, but they behave like that they are not a human being, and they are not worthy to get the facilities like a human being. So that's because of that many in many places we can see nowadays also so many violence is going on, and the war victim is also happens because of that. So that second one is dehumanization of others. The third one is de-individuation of self. De-individuation of self means we are not giving much attention on self. Sometimes we have lack of confidence in ourselves. We have a lack, low self-esteem in us, and that's why we think that that's not my cup of tea, and I'm not worthy for that. I cannot do all that kind of things. So that's called the de-individuation of self. The fourth one is the diffusion of self own responsibility, or diffusion of self-responsibility, personal responsibility, diffusion of personal responsibility. So in that case, what happened? If we are responsible for something, but we are not ready to take that responsibility. What we think that other people are there, they will take care of that responsibility. But that's not good, because that's our own responsibility, that's our own karma or whatever. So we have to take its responsibility on ourselves. So people are not taking that responsibility on themselves. And fifth one is the blind, the fifth one is called the blind obedience of blind obedience to authority. Sometimes it happens that if we are working in a group or somewhere, and our seniors or from authority we get some instruction, so we are not thinking on that. We are just trying to do that work. We follow the laws because laws are exist. We don't think anything on that really we have to do or that on, or we have to work on that or not, or we have to think on that or not. So that one is called the blind obedience of to authority. And the next one is the sixth one is uncritical conformity to group norms. Sometimes we take the decision in the group, and we don't think about the individuals, that what really an individual need. And that person is also there, they think that we don't have to think on it, anything on that, because that comes on the group decision. So we are not giving much attention that really we have to do that work or not. We are just ready to accept the thing as it is. We don't try to change that circumstance, or we don't want to work any kind of on that thing. That's the sixth one, is uncritical conformity to group norms. And the seven is passive tolerance of evil through inaction. The seventh point is passive tolerance of evil through inaction. We accept the things as it is. I read somewhere that why the evil or the bad things increased in the world. It's not because of the bad people or because of the evil people, but because of the inactiveness or the inreaction of the good people. Because good people think, oh, we don't have to think on it, anything on that. It belongs to someone else, and I don't have any concern with that situation or the circumstance. So because of that also, inactiveness of the good people, that all kind of things increased. Now we will see that why these things happen in our Brahmin life. What is the Lucifer effect in Brahmin life? Is it happened or not? Yeah, when we see the negative, that, as I told that in the system, power and the situation. In the situation, all that kind of things come when we see the other's negativity. That if someone is doing very hard work, but then also he's getting so much people are criticizing on him. So because of that also, some people from good to, they turn into bad. Even I want to give my example also here. That when I came here, that time I was very good. Now also I am very good. But you think that I am good, but from myself inside I am thinking I am not good. Just when I come, that time I was 100% good, and now I can say that I am the 50% good. Because as Dr. Hina has given the example that the snake was, he bite to everyone, then saint has given him the advice, don't bite. So then he stopped to bite, and people are giving trouble to him. Then the saint told him, I told you not to bite, but not to hiss. So now, then I learned to hiss here, because in my Lokik I never do any kind of thing. In my Lokik I never ever say even no to even a beggar also. But when I came in Gyan, and especially when I came here, I learned to say no. And my family people are very happy, or at least you learn to say no. So that kind of things in our life, because of the circumstance and the situation which we face. So that all kind of things affect on our life. And what else? Sorry, yeah, company. Sangh dosh. We can say the sangh dosh also. Sometime because of bad company and because of sangh dosh also, we change from good to we move into bad. And what else? Greed also. If someone is so much greedy, if we have a lot of desires, and if our desires are not fulfilling. So sometimes from good to we turn into bad. Just few days before we have one incident here, that someone has lost his mobile phone in Om Shanti Bhavan, and then after the class, and then the things comes to me that I have to look on the CCTV cameras, and then I was working on that. Then I saw that, yeah, I think in one of my 84 bus, in some of my bus I was detective. Because I'm very good at that. It's not once that happened, it's happened many times to me. Yeah, and I sort out the things. Yeah, so I saw on that CCTV camera, and I saw that one person has found that phone. So I asked that person that you found that phone, so where is that phone now? And he said that I had given it to someone else. Then I asked that another person that where is that phone? Then he says that, yeah, I kept that phone in the drawer, and after 5 minutes that the person who has got that phone, he went for the breakfast, and exactly after 5-7 minutes someone else came, and he asked me that I lost my phone here in Om Shanti Bhavan, some tourists, some outside people, and I gave that phone to him. So I asked him, do you know that phone is belongs to which company? Then he said, no, I haven't seen anything that, and I just given to him. So I asked him that how you come to know that person is really the worthy person, he is the really owner of that phone. Then he said, no, I didn't ask anything, because he just came and he said, I'm in hurry, I have to go, and then why I gave him the phone. So I again saw on that CCTV camera that after how many times that person came, and I look after around half an hour, 1 hour, that no one has came there to collect the phone from him. And what he did, he has kept the phone in his pocket, he moves around here and there, he knows that almost everywhere we have the CCTV camera, and then he went inside the Panda Bhavan. So I saw that camera which is there in front of Om Shanti Bhavan also, from which is focusing on Om Shanti Bhavan from Panda Bhavan. I saw that he's given that phone to someone else also, there also, but he has not given anyone else. Then I called him back again, and I called to the other authority person up here, and I told him that he's saying the lie, he has kept the phone in his pocket only. Then he said, no, when I left from Om Shanti Bhavan, I met that person on the road of Om Shanti Bhavan, and I gave to him. So many things have happened. So when everyone comes to know and that he has did that kind of thing, so he said, oh, he is very good brother, and from many years he's coming here to do seva, and then why he did like that? Whatever. So from our Baba's knowledge, we can say that there is a sanskar, still that sanskar is there. And when that is get that nutrition or the environment, finally got, and I sent also that person. It takes one to accept that. At the end also he's not accepting. No, I had not did that. I just told him, just go to your room and bring that phone here. And then he went to his room and he bought the phone. Till end also he's not accepting. No, I haven't did like that. He's saying that. So why these things? Lucifer. Yeah. So what these things happen from Baba's point, we can say that there are the subtle sanskar is there in our soul, and as we get the nutrition or the according to the environment, the sanskar comes out. So now we will see the evil. What is the really meaning of evil? What I described means the E for ego. Ego of the envy. That's the evil, E. And V for the vices or the violence. Through vices, the violence come in us. So V for vices. I for the ignorance or the immoral work. If you do any immoral work, that comes in the evil thing. And L for is like a lack of self-confidence or lack of, if you are Baba Srimad, if you are not following Baba Srimad fully, and the laziness, if you are not following Srimad fully. So that four things come in the evil. So that things about the Lucifer effect, how the Lucifer effect is effect on everyone, because it's not in our hand. Normally what happens if someone gets success in their life, we start to give the credit to the environment and the situation what's around him. We say that because of that situation, because of that circumstance, he got the success in his life. But we are not giving the credit to that person's speciality and the quality, that because of that quality and the speciality, that person got the success. But when the same thing happened with us, we say that because of my special qualities, because of that speciality and qualities, I got the success. And if we fail in that some situation, then we start to give the excuse, we blame on the situation, that because of that situation only, we got failed. So that's the human nature. So all that Lucifer effect is on that only. If you go on the internet, if you want to read more on that, there are so many things he has mentioned on that Lucifer effect. How to work on that effect? Yeah, how to overcome on that effect? First, we have to know really what is our aim. And in that 7 point, he has mentioned that if we know that something is really, really wrong, we don't have to tolerate that thing. That's my sanskar. If someone comes, many times that happens in our office, that someone comes and he do something wrong, and just in very first attempt, I warned him that you had did first time, don't do it ever again. Then he's saying that I just did first time. So I said that's my nature, because I don't want to give scope or the, I don't want to tolerate the wrong thing. Even if my Lokik brother comes, he do anything, I just warn him that don't ever do it again. Because I read someone that, I don't know, either it's Napoleon or somewhere, he said that if your cloth has damaged and it's needed the one stitch, put the one stitch there at the time. Otherwise the time will come, either then we have to put the 10 stitches, or either we have to throw out the cloth as it is, because, sorry? Yeah, so like that. So we have to know that why the things are happening in our life and what we really have to do. If our aim is clear in our life, then we won't turn into the bad. So that's like I told about myself also. From last 3-4 years, I am working on that now, no, I have to again reach up to that 100% level again, because of the people and because of the circumstance, unwillingly I had changed myself, but now again really I have to change myself again. I have to reach up to that 100% level only. So if we will think about the Gyan's point, so many things are there. Just like Baba always used to say that it's a drama and everyone has their own part. But as we all of know that it's very easy to give the lecture on that, but very hard to do that things, apply those things practically in our life. It's just like the people when you sit here in the class or in outside walls also, we see there are so many laughing clubs all are there. And the people morning time they go in that club and they laugh a lot. And the whole day they just move like that. They not even give a single smile on their face. So that kind of things would not happen with us. So just a few days before, one of my friends has messaged me that now I'm not going to WhatsApp anymore. Then I asked him what happened. He's saying, look at the people. They met me in the morning time or sometime here and there or in our evening class. And they speak very friendly with me and they give very positive response. Just like they are very good and very, very good friend with me. And the whole day when if any urgency is there or sometime I won't see them for 2 or 3 days. And if I message them, oh, how are you? And you didn't come for class for 2-3 days. And then they are not giving the reply. So I'm going to stop that WhatsApp thing and I'm not going to reply anyone else. So why that happened? Because of the situation. So we also think that why if someone is really asking us something, or if 10 times someone has messaged us or 5 times someone has messaged us, at least once we have to give reply to them. So that's come under the dehumanization. Okay, we are not human. We are thinking that he is a useless person and is just wasting our time. But it's not really that. At least after 2-3 times, we must have to give reply to once that person. Om Shanti.